hosted on dimlywit.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Hi.
Ah.
Today, I have an assignment. Is Rachel here, actually? She should probably listen to this.
She's listening.
Okay. So,
join us ladies. On video, Rachel. Join us on video. Come
us
on.
Ladies have an assignment. We are going to teach a new technique today, and then we are going to experiment with this technique. I'm so sorry, Rachel, you angel, but it is called the grapefruit technique. Has anyone ever heard of it? It's a blowjob.
Ooh, interested.
Okay. You've piqued my interest. All right, so there's a Chicago-based sexpert. Her name is Auntie Angel. Now, she put out a DVD with this technique and like a video, and it's an amazing technique. And Auntie believes that every man should be grapefruited in their lifetime. Very important. She says it feels like to the man, like you're getting head and you're having sex at the same time, which is like essentially what every man wants in the world.
I need to know what the description of this is, because there's a chance I'm already doing it.
Methinks no. So here we go. You are going to get, ladies, you're going to grapefruit your man. This is a serious assignment. We're all doing this. Tracy, you're going to listen closely because you're doing this. I'm going to do this. And Rach is going to do this. You're going to go get yourself a grapefruit from the store. Now, Auntie suggests getting a ruby red grapefruit, something that, you know, is sweeter, easier. Okay. Now, you want a room temperature grapefruit, and you don't want it to be like too hard, you know, too cold or anything. So you want room temperature, warmer the better. If you roll it around before you cut it open, it's going to get a little juicier, and which will be better. Now, grapefruit has two navels, right? One at the top, one at the bottom. You're going to slice the navel off on one side. You're going to slice the navel off on the other side. So now visualize with me here. You've got the grapefruit with like two open ends, correct?
Yeah.
We're all following along. All right. So now the grapefruit's got two.
Is interested or concerned?
The grapefruit has two right. sides missing. Now you're going to put a hole in the grapefruit the size of your man's dick, right? So, but listen, you don't want to make it too big. You don't want to make it too small. It's got to be just right. So you're going to stick a knife all the way in the grapefruit, and you're going to make a hole inside. Now, Auntie says if it's too big, it's okay. You can use your hands to squeeze it. And if it's too small, you can use your fingers to kind of like make a little more room. So don't worry about the size of his dick. You don't have to like measure it or anything. It'll fit nicely in the grapefruit. You are guys you following?
Grapefruit.
And then, sorry, Trey?
Are you jerking him off with the grapefruit?
No. Well, yeah, essentially, yeah. So
guys do this already. What are you talking about?
this is a very important part we're going to discuss right now. Okay. Your man has to be blindfolded. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about this. Auntie says it is a must that if he sees the grapefruit, he's going to freak out and be like, oh, it's going to burn. And he's going to ask a million questions. He's not going to want it. So what you're going to do is you're going to tell your man that you want to get a little freaky tonight, and you're going to blindfold him, and you're going to tell him you're going to blow him. And then he won't argue with you at that point.
Yeah. Alan. I'm going to be so confused.
You better hope he doesn't have one tiny cut accidental from a fingernail. Motherfucker, that will burn.
Now, Auntie says, like, sure, he'll be blindfolded. He might smell citrus in the air, but he's going to assume it's your new Victoria's Secret perfume. So nothing will sound and feel weird.
I'm going to be, now, yeah, no idea.
The first thing to do to start the blowjob is you have to do what you promise. So you have to get his dick erect. So you're going to start by just sucking him off. And I'd like to play Auntie's vocals of blowing him just so you guys can really get.
I was excited coming into this, and now I'm just not. Like,
I'm concerned. I'm concerned. And I'm team blowjob, and I'm concerned.
So you're gonna wait. So that's just how you're gonna get him hard, okay? Which, you know, unbelievable. Reminded me of. Does anybody watch The Walking Dead?
Reminds you of a zombie, is what you're saying?
It's a similar sound. It's a similar sound. But all right. So you're gonna start blowing him. I'm really sorry for everyone who was driving and look like getting gas. I can't. All right, the gym, and somebody heard that. So I really apologize. But okay, so you're going to take the grapefruit now, right? It's got two holes. You're going to place it, his dick right through it, kind of like Alan with the popcorn bucket. And you are going to then twist the grapefruit up and down his shaft, and you're going to suck at the same time. Okay. This is supposed to feel unbelievably amazing, incredible, like nothing else. This is how you grapefruit your man. And they say, like, once you grapefruit your man, like, he is just going to fall in love. And Auntie says there are bonuses to grapefruiting for the women because grapefruit is a fat burner. So you're losing weight while you're sucking dick. Okay. It's a fucking no-brainer.
I have so many questions. One, mm-hmm. one. Give him mind-blowing grapefruit head like that, you're gonna expect that same grapefruit head every time.
It's all right. So this is my personal advice.
Also, you can just keep your hands real wet and do the same fucking thing without a grapefruit.
Auntie did inspire me, and I do think that. See, like, I like to give blowjobs, but I also like blowjob manipulation. So blowjob manipulation is like how you train a dog. When a dog is good, you give him treats. So like when your man is on his like behaves and does something really special, that's when you do the grapefruit blowjob. That's when you whip out the grapefruit. And that's when, you know, you get a little bit of this.
I mean, you should, the noises that are happening, you should always sound like you're choking and gagging. Even if you're not, make sure you sound like you are. Because then they think they're like, that they're hurt, that you're struggling. I love it.
I'm sorry. She just sounds like she turned into a walker zombie and like she's just part of the living dead now. I just can't.
Oh my God. I'll be right back. I can't.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
If you've been listening to the show for a while, and I have a feeling you have, you know that Tracy and I are obsessed with Best Fiends. Best Fiends is a mobile puzzle game that is really fun to play. You play it right on your phone. It's free to download, and everyone's downloading it. It has over 100 million downloads for a reason. You can play anytime, anywhere. You don't need your data to do it. And in my opinion, it's the best match three style game by far. So stop crushing the same old candy and try a puzzle game with something fresh to offer. What's really fun about Best Fiends is they're constantly changing, like doing different events and different characters. And the characters are so cute and cuddly. And right now there's the Wonderland event, which I love. The White Rabbit Rascal is adorable. And don't be late. Don't miss him. Join us playing Best Fiends now. We even have a Best Fiends group chat on Instagram. We're fucking weird. We're weird, but this game is fun. Play with us now. Download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. With Best Fiends, you play through an actual storyline, complete with the good guys, the fiends, and the not so good guys, the slugs. Download Best Fiends, that's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Bravo Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
All right. So, ladies, we're going to grapefruit our men. Alan, you're going to grapefruit. I mean,
Rachel,
you're going to grapefruit Alan. I'm going to grapefruit Denny. And who is the lucky man of choice, Tracy? Do you have any? I know you're somebody's in mind right now. I can see this fucking twinkle in your eye.
There's somebody.
Okay, cool. So again, I think even though like, I really think the blindfolding thing is important too, because like visually it might look fucking weird or whatever. So blind their ass for sure. And yeah, so I want to do an update of this episode after we all grapefruit our men. Are we all in? Are we going to do like,
There's literally only one person I could think that would allow this to happen. Like currently would never allow this.
I knew you were going to say that, but that's what Auntie says. Like, it's so important. You're not going to say like, hey, I'm going to grapefruit to you tonight. You're going to say,
but I feel like I would freak him out. Cause like,
have a grapefruit.
No, like the only person I know who would allow me to do this. I said is the only one who I know who would allow me to do this. Like, and who would find out it was a grapefruit and still be like, down, don't care, whatever you want.
Did you not? Did you just miss what happened?
What?
He just got a grapefruit and wheeled her out of here.
No, he didn't. I can't see. I could just
see. We're going to have to go. I appreciate it. Wow. Have a good rest of the mini.
You can't see Rachel, Tracy?
No, I can only see you.
Oh, my God.
How do I see everybody? Oh, four participants. No, I can only see you.
He just wheeled her out of the room.
Oh, Alan, good luck, Rachel.
Poor Rachel. Poor, I'm so sorry. I feel like I just committed a sin. I feel like I'm going to go to hell for doing this to Rachel.
For sure. Good luck with that.
You're doing this, Tracy. You're doing this.
I know. You're going to have to bleep out the names that I just said, but... Mm-hmm.
Who do you think? Sorry, say it again. I missed it because I was watching Alan molest Rachel.
Be the only person who I could even tell him it was a grapefruit and he'd be like, whatever you want to do, I don't care. Like, he would flip the fuck out. He'd be like, what the fuck? Because I've already said some things to him and like he's way too young to like have experienced any of that yet.
I'm just saying, like, we need to do it because I really do want to talk about it in a follow-up.
We asked him on the live.
I don't know. Do you have any questions about this though before we go? Because yes, Auntie's
while you're grapefruiting him, are you fucking ballsing it?
You're like twisting the grapefruit up and down and you're sucking the top.
No, there's no mouth action.
Yeah, you're sucking his dick on top of the grapefruit.
Oh, I thought it was full grapefruit without. Okay, so it's just head.
Yeah. But the grapefruit.
Grapefruit shaft.
Yeah, exactly.
Grapefruit.
Yep. And it's supposed to be a delicious treat for all. And
I don't love the taste of grapefruit. I wish we could do this with an orange or something, but I don't love the grapefruit taste. It's not my favorite.
Just put a little sugar on his dick.
Oh yeah, we'll just sugar it up. No problem.
We sweeten that dick up. Yeah. So, you know, Auntie really says that this is a wondrous thing to behold. So I really want to see how it goes.
Alan, do not forget to bleep the names that I said. You cannot have those live.
Yay, we're going to go grapefruit our men. Grapefruit our men. Goodbye. See you next grapefruit.
We're back for a later episode on Patreon. How it went.
Yeah, we'll be back. Yep. Grapefruit your men. But ladies, grapefruit your men. Men, grapefruit your men.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
hosted on dimlywit.com.